الحمد لله وكفى سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ان الله تعالى says bala and bala means of course bala is like a strong way of saying of course in tasbiru if you are patient وَتَتَّقُوا and if you fear Allah وَيَأْتُوكُم مِّن فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا and if they come to you in their heat in this heat in the heat of theirs يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ your Lord will reinforce you will help you بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافِمْ with 5,000 min al-malaikati, 5,000 angels, musawwimeen, all with distinct marks. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you do two things, tasbiru, if you are patient, wa tattaqu, and if you are fearful of Allah, if you have these two attributes, if you have these two traits, Allah is saying, وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا if they come all together at once, Allah is still going to help you. يُمْدِدْكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ أَلْآلَافٍ مِنَ Allah is going to help you with 5,000 angels. And مُصَوِّمِين means those who are marked. And sometimes those animals that are fighting the war, they are marked distinctly, that they are war animals. So Allah is saying that these angels will also be marked, that these are war angels. So Allah is saying that because in the Battle of Badr, you had these two qualities. You had sabr and you had taqwa. And Allah helped you. And whenever this is going to be the case, Allah's help is going to descend. So these are two very, very important attributes. If somebody gains these two things, sabr and taqwa, then basically he has done amal on the Quran. So these are the two important things that we want to learn from the Quran. The first thing is patience. And the other thing is fear of Allah, abstaining from sins. So a lot of you must have read these books. There are many books about success, right? 7 traits of successful people, 10 attributes of successful people. That, you know, there are many books written on successful people. The Quran also tells you, what are the traits of the successful people? And there are two important traits of successful people. One is patience, and the other one is the fear of Allah. So one is sabr. And obviously sabr is translated as patience, but sabr needs more explanation. What is sabr? So, you know, sabr can be different things. If you're doing one thing and your child comes up to you and starts nagging you and you're involved in very important work, like writing a book, or you are in a meeting in your office and your child is telling, oh, my, you know, dad, I want to go out and I want to go to the mall and I want to do this and I want to do. Now he's disturbing you. So patience at that time is to control your anger. But patience can take different forms, right? And if you're in a situation where you are praying, let's say, every day you pray Isha prayers. Now today, it's Isha time, and you are very tired. And it is very difficult to get up from the bed, make wuzu, and pray Isha prayers. Now this sabr takes another form. Sabr means that now you are being, you know, you're being patient with your own self. You're being patient so that you can be steadfast in your ibadah. So there's two different things, right? Patience, you control your anger. Patience to become steadfast, right? And sometimes patience takes other things as well. You want to do something, but you show patience, right? For example, young people, they want to listen to music. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made listening to music haram. Now there's music, you have your phone, you have YouTube, which can play any music that you want. But you do sabr, you restrain yourself. So this is another type of sabr, right? So one sabr was controlling anger. One sabr was showing steadfastness. One sabr is that you want to do a certain type of sin, but you do sabr. You show patience that no, Allah has told me I should not do this. So patience takes many different forms. And one type of sabr is that things are happening in your life that you don't want them to happen. For example, you become sick. Now you're sick and you don't want to be sick. You think that, okay, I am sick today. Now I won't be able to go to work. Maybe I'll be fired from my job. And what is going to happen to my livelihood? How am I going to feed my family and all these things? So you don't want to be sick. And now sabr takes another form. Sabr is to accept what Allah has ordained. Whatever Allah has decided, you accept Allah's will. This is another form of sabr. So sabr is just not one thing. Sabr is many, many, many different things, right? So patience is many different forms. One is restraining anger. So sometimes you restrain anger and you practice this form of sabr, but you're not able to practice the other form of sabr, which is being steadfast. Some people, they are ready to practice both of these things. They restrain their anger and they're steadfast. But sometimes when something bad befalls them, they become sick, or they get a huge loss in their business or something like that, then accepting Allah's will becomes difficult for them. So many different people have many different forms of sabr, right? And some people, they can do all these three things: restraining anger, steadfast in ibadah, accepting Allah's will. But sometimes they want to commit a certain sin, and it is available for them to do that sin. At that point, they are not able to do sabr. So the person who is at the highest level of sabr is the one who is doing sabr in all different situations. I hope everybody is understanding my point. Generally, when you talk about sabr, it is, you know, somebody makes you angry, you don't become angry. This is sabr. But sabr is many different things. And that is why in these notes I have written making dua is also a form of sabr. How is making dua is also a form of sabr? The fourth thing that we talked about is that sabr also takes a form when sabr is also, you know, one type of sabr is that when things happen which are against your thinking, which you don't want them to happen. For example, you become sick. Now, if you become sick and you didn't want to be sick, and you don't, instead of complaining to others, instead of becoming demoralized, instead of, becoming depressed, what you do is you start making dua. This making dua and not becoming demotivated is also a form of sabr. That is why the Prophet ﷺ has said that the one who places his need, the one who puts his need in front of Allah, his need will be fulfilled. And the one who puts his need in front of people, his need will never ever be fulfilled. So that is why dua is also a form of patience. When things are not going the way you want them to go, and you make dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, change the course of things. This dua is also a form of sabr. So sabr is four different things. On the screen, you see only three things, but there are four things. One is restraining anger is also sabr. Being steadfast in ibadah is also sabr. And what is the third one which is not mentioned on the screen? Who can tell me that? Gee, which one is the third one? Does anybody remember?
Restraining from sin.
Restraining yourself from sin. You want to, there is an opportunity of doing sin, and you feel that you like doing this sin. But you restrain yourself from doing this sin. This is another form of sabr. And the fourth thing, although I've written making dua, but this actual form of sabr is that things are not going your way. You become sick. You incur a huge loss, either business-wise, or you are being disturbed by others. Things are not going the way you want them to go. And you submit to Allah's will. This is another form of sabr. So four different forms. So sabr takes many different forms. And the one who is beloved of Allah, he does sabr in all different forms, all different situations. So there was a situation in the time of Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimahullah. He was a Muslim king who was a very pious man. And he heard that the ship of Kufar, filled with weapons and filled with army, they are coming towards the Muslims. They're coming towards the Muslims through the sea route, coming through the sea on their ships. And they had many, many different types of weapons, and they were very powerful. Now things were not going the way Sultan Salahuddin wanted them to go. And the Muslims were weak. And there was a fear that Muslims will lose, and they will have to move away. And there were many different things that were coming in his mind. So he showed sabr in this time. Things were not going his way. He went into the masjid for Isha prayers. And after prayers, he said that, okay, let me make dua. This is one thing that I can do. Let me show my sabr to Allah. And he kept on making dua. And he was so immersed in his dua that he kept on making dua and he kept on crying in front of Allah. And he did not even realize that it was Fajr time. And the Muazzin came in the masjid and started giving Fajr azan. This was the you know, this was his love for dua, this was his attention towards Allah, this was his sabr. So then he decided that, okay, it is Fajr time now, let me pray Fajr prayers and then I will go back home. So he prayed Fajr prayers and came out of the masjid, and he saw that very big, a very pious man was standing right in front of the masjid. A big wali of Allah was there. So he thought to himself that, let me go and ask the sheikh also to make dua. So he went to the sheikh and he said, you know, sheikh, a very, very big, you know, ship is coming towards the Muslim lands filled with, you know, the kuffar army. And please make dua that Allah protects us from this army. And the sheikh looked at him and he said, Salahuddin, you know what? That ship has sunk in the tears that flowed from your eyes last night. Allah. And when they gathered information, it was learned that the ship had actually sunk in the sea. So sabr is many, many different things, four different things. And if you are successful in the sabr in all four of these forms, then you are a person who is a wali of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves those who do sabr. So if you are sabr in all these four things, then obviously you have a love relationship with Allah. Allah loves you and you are a wali of Allah. That is why the mashayikh have written that there are 10 levels of a wali of Allah. 10 levels of a wali of Allah, of a person who's friends with Allah. And the highest level he can reach is called the level of sabr. So if you have sabr, the true sabr, sabr in all forms, then you are at the highest level in your friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is a beautiful thing. It is a thing that we must learn. It is a very big message of Allah that we should show sabr. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنًا أَتَصْبِرُونَ. That sometimes we make certain people fitna for other people. So certain people are testing your sabr. So instead of restraining ourselves, we sometimes end up in a fight. And if we do sabr at that point when people are trying to make us angry, trying to get into a fight with us, when we show sabr, then Allah praises that man in the Quran. So restraining yourself is one of the very biggest things that we can do. It is one of the highest forms of patience. So there's two things, two main messages, two traits of successful people. And what are those two traits? One is sabr, patience. And the other one is fear of Allah. And fear of Allah means abstaining from sins. It cannot happen that you fear Allah and you still do not abstain from sins. The person who fears Allah will always abstain from sins. If somebody knows that Allah is looking at me, Allah is going to put me in the hellfire, Allah will be very unhappy with me, then he's not going to commit sins. And if somebody says that, oh, I fear Allah, but he keeps on doing sins, that means he's not really fearful of Allah. So this true fear of Allah, how does that enter in our lives? And this is how it enters. The best way to gain this fear of Allah is to keep the company of pious people. This is the best way. There can be many other ways that you can become a person of taqwa, you can become muttaqi, you can be a person of fear of Allah. But this is the best and the easiest way. that you go in the company of pious people. Why? Because the Prophet has said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalil. That the person is on the deen of his friend. The person is on the deen of the person that he keeps company with. So if you have friends, if you know people who are pious and you go in their company, then you will have the deen that these people have. And if your company or if your friends or if your circle of friends is a circle of people who are always committing sins, then your deen will be similar to them. So this is a very strong hadith that you will be on the deen of your friend. Whatever your friend is doing, this is what you are going to. So that is why if your friend is a pious person, eventually you will be a pious person. And to explain this point, I always mention the story of Jigar Muradabadi. Jigar Muradabadi was a poet in pre-partition India. And in that time, there was also another poet by the name of Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahimahullah. And Khaja Azizul Hasan was also a very big poet, but he was a very pious man. He was a wali of Allah. Jigar Muradabadi was a very famous poet as well, but he was not a pious man, and he was involved in alcoholism, and he used to drink a lot of alcohol. So he was known for drinking alcohol. So not a pious man. But Khaja Azizul Hasan was a poet, but he was a very pious wali of Allah, one of the biggest khalifas of Sheikh Hazrat Thanvi Rahimahullah. So they both met at one, Mushaira. And Jigar was very impressed with Khaja Azizul Hasan Mazzoob. So Jigar thought that Khaja Azizul Hasan Mazzoob is very close to Allah. So he asked him this question, that Khaja Sahib, how come you became so close to Allah? And Khaja Sahib said, well, I went in the company of one sheikh who lives in Thana Bhavan. Jigar said, okay, I will also go meet with the sheikh. Let's see what he can do to me. And Khaja Sahib said, okay, fine, I'll take you and I'll get you to meet with the sheikh. But Jigar said, you know what? I drink habitually. So if I go to the sheikh, still I will not discontinue drinking. If I need to drink, I will drink in his company as well. So then Khaja Sahib said, okay, if you are going to drink, you know, when you are in the company of the sheikh, then I will have to ask the sheikh before I take you to the sheikh. So he, you know, mentioned to the sheikh that, you know, Jigar Muradabadi, one of the very famous poets of pre-partition India, he wants to meet the sheikh, but he says that he drinks habitually. And when he's going to come to the Khanqah, he's also going to drink then as well. So the sheikh said, well, he's not allowed to drink in the Khanqah because it is a public place. He can become my personal guest in my house, and guests can actually fulfill whatever needs they have. So if he becomes my own guest and lives in my house, then he can drink. So the date was fixed and Jigar came in the company of the sheikh. And he spent 3 or 4 days, and every day there were 3 or 4, gatherings, 3 or 4 majalis. And these majalis actually had such a deep imprint on the heart of Jigar that by the time he left, he was so changed that his desire was that he should leave this alcohol. So he asked the Sheikh, you make dua that I leave alcohol. And you also make dua that, you know, I get a beard on my face. You know, I become a person of sunnah. And he also asked the sheikh to make this dua. The sheikh make dua that when I die in a state of iman. So now because he became friends with a pious man, his deen also changed. His heart also changed. And the heart changed so much that when he went back to his hometown, he left drinking. And when he left, you know, drinking, and he used to be an alcoholic. He used to drink a lot every day. And he stopped drinking, then he became sick and he was taken to the hospital. And in the hospital, the doctor became very upset. He said that, Jigar, why did you leave so abruptly? Why did you leave drinking so abruptly? You should have left drinking gradually. You have curtailed your life. So Jigar asked the doctor, Doctor, how early, how many years of my life have I, you know, have I curtailed? So the doctor said, you are going to live 10 years less than what you were supposed to live. And Jigar answered that, Doctor, you know what? I can die 10 years earlier, but I cannot disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what happens when you go in the company of pious people. The fear of Allah enters your heart. So this is the best way of gaining fear of Allah, that you go in the company of pious people and the heart actually changes. The two very important traits of successful people. And what are those two traits? One is patience, and the other one is the fear of Allah. And this is what Allah mentions in this ayah, that the success that the Muslims got in Badr was because of these two traits. That is why Allah says, and I'm going to do the translation of this ayah, and then we'll end this class, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Bala, of course, in tasbiru, if you stay patient, wa tattaqu, and if you fear Allah, وَيَأْتُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا, and they come upon you even in this heat of theirs. يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord will help you, the Lord will reinforce you, بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, with 5,000 angels, مُسَوِّمِينَ, each having distinct mark. So this is the ayah, and we'll end our class here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله. One small announcement, one more time, that all those who have not marked their attendance, please mark your attendance on our WhatsApp group. جزاكم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.